This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. A Scammon Bay man has been charged with manslaughter and second-degree murder for shooting his brother. Alaska state troopers arrested 36-year-old Hank Aguchuk 2 weeks ago. He's accused of shooting his brother, Edward Aguchuk, on October 20th. But troopers were unable to make it to Scammon Bay because of bad weather, and Edward died of his wounds early the next morning. Hank Aguchuk has been remanded to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Correctional Center in Bethel. Next, in energy. The first snow has fallen in Nome, and most of the Bering Strait region, which means Western Alaskans, will be spending more money on heating their homes. As winter closes in and $5 million for weatherization services has been cut from the state capital budget, KNOM's Emily Hofstadter reports that there's growing uncertainty about what access low-income Alaskans might have for making their homes safer and more energy efficient.
It's late September, and Lehman Carl is making marks on a new window frame he is building in Nome.
As you can see, these windows, they're just plexiglass, and we're changing them out to insulated windows, double pane windows, and it's going to make a huge difference changing that plexiglass out to a real window.
Carl is a full-time contractor for the Rural Alaska Community Action Program, or Rural CAP. He travels around the state to different communities weatherizing rural homes, like Deidre Thornton's house in Nome's East End.
We got new windows. We've got two new doors. They did the siding, the skirting, and then they fixed our forced air ducts.
Basically, the kind of work that can make homes more efficient and save homeowners a lot of money on their energy bills. Already, Thornton says the amount of fuel they would have normally used in 8 days now lasts for 21 days. She's also spending less on electricity, too. As for Carl, his own home in Kipnuk was served by Rural CAP about 10 years ago. Afterwards, Carl started working for the program part-time.
This is great for the economy wherever we are, you know.
That's because it can help people like Carl get jobs, and low-income families can spend the money they saved on heating costs for groceries, health care, and other necessities instead. But now fewer families have that opportunity to get ahead. Rural CAP has their funding administered through the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, or AHFC. And in August, Governor Mike Dunleavy line-item vetoed $5 million for AHFC's weatherization programs.
We hadn't completed the internal conversations about how we're going to implement the capital budget.
AHFC Deputy Executive Director Mark Romick explains that their funding is spread between a number of contractors, including Rural CAP. It's unclear right now how much of a reduction each of those contractors could face. The governor's budget veto includes the entire state portion of weatherization funding for AHFC, but Romick says they still have other funding options.
The weatherization program is going to continue regardless because we continue to get almost $2 million in federal weatherization funds. So there will be weatherization happening in Alaska through this program. It just is not at the same level as it might have been in the past.
So for now, Rural CAP is anticipating a reduction in funding and announced in a September press release that they expect 16 communities in Alaska to lose weatherization services because of the reduced money. With less funding, less work to do, and reduced services in Nome, Rural CAP foreman Shelby Clem says the cuts have already impacted their work in other communities.
I know we've already kind of pulled all of our stuff out of the rural villages where I was working at, because without the state funding, we definitely can't afford to work in the rural villages anymore.
The cuts won't affect projects that have already been approved. Those will be finished, but it will impact projects selected for 2020 through 2021. In their press release from September, Rural CAP estimated 120 low-income families across Alaska won't get weatherization services next year. That might leave more people to weatherize their home on their own, something Deidre Thornton of Nome says she wouldn't have been able to do without assistance from the program.
We wouldn't have been able to do it financially because of just our living expenses. The price of fuel is too high.
Rural CAP has urged Alaskans to contact their legislators if they want weatherization funding reinstated into the state capital budget for the future. Reporting in Nome, I'm Emily Hofstetter.
Finally, heating a home in the wintertime can be expensive in the Arctic, where residents rely on diesel for most of their energy needs. In an effort to cut down on fuel costs, the Northwest Arctic Bureau is kicking off a project to install air source heat pumps in homes in the village of Ambler. KOTZ.
An air source heat pump operates a lot like a reverse air conditioner.
You basically steal the heat from the outside of the house and put it on the inside instead.
That's Ingemar Mathiasen, the energy manager for the Northwest Arctic Bureau. He's heading up the project to install 70 heat pumps in households in Ambler with money from the borough's Village Improvement Fund. The pumps distribute as much heat as a small Toyo stove. Mathiasen says finding the right size was a balance between the cost of electricity to operate the heat pumps and the high cost of diesel.
You can get the heat pump big enough to do the whole house. The efficiency goes down, and we decided that the best way to do it is maximize the savings.
To maximize efficiency, Mathiasen recommends using the heat pump at temperatures above 0 degrees. Each heat pump is also being installed with a solar array that can generate up to a kilowatt of electricity independent of the local power grid. Mathiasen says that will drastically reduce energy use in the summers.
You add the solar arrays in there during the full sun, they won't draw anything from the grid.
The installation of the air source heat pumps isn't the only way the borough is lowering energy costs in Ambler. They're also installing LED lights in every home. Installing the pump, solar arrays, and LEDs costs a little over $8,000 per home, providing an average fuel savings of $2,000 to $3,000 a year. The Arctic is warming at a faster rate than much of the world, which means less frigid winters. Mathiasen says that means these heat pumps will likely be used later in the year, maximizing their efficiency.
Right now in Ambler today, we're at 42 degrees, and this is the end of October. We should be at 20 below. And, of course, people are still using the heat pumps. Last year, some of the pilot projects that we had out there were using their heat pumps all the way in through December. So as the climate changes and we no longer see those really lower temperatures, the heat pumps will be more and more effective.
Ambler is the first Northwest Arctic community to have pumps installed in most of the village. But several homes and buildings throughout the region have had them installed as part of a pilot program over the last year, including VPSO and government offices. Mathiasen says the fuel pump on the tribal building in Kobuk hasn't had to use diesel at all since installation in April. Two households in Ambler were part of the pilot project. Scott Jones says his system was installed in 2017.
It's made me lazy. I get up in the morning and the house got a little chill to it, so I just turn the heat pump on.
Jones says he normally uses a wood stove to heat his home in the winter, using diesel mainly for heating water. He says he likes it. It's a safer machine than a boiler, since the heater is up on a wall, out of reach to kids. He says that using the heater in conjunction with the wood stove keeps the temperature at a very comfortable level, and is excited about the new project.
They're going to allow me to use solar panels in the system, and in the months of April to October, I should have basically free heat with a heat pump.
And the pumps do more than heat homes. Mathiasen says they can be reversed to operate as air conditioners, an amenity that will become more and more useful as Arctic summers get hotter and hotter.
Having air conditioning that nobody really had before, except in a few cases, makes a big difference in the households. They also filter the air. So there's filters in there that if it's wood heat, you can just turn them on to fan mode, and then they filter the inside air, and whatever particulates you have using wood would be stuck in the filter and not in people's lungs.
Shield Downey says the air filter is invaluable. His home is also part of the pilot project with the heat pumps.
Yeah, it's nice. You know, you get a lot of dust around here. We got dirt roads like everywhere else, so it does help that way.
Mathiasen says installation is due to start in early November, and the project should wrap up by late spring, with the pumps having a roughly 20-year lifespan. Part of the program will also involve training locals on how to service the pumps, adding a new trade and potential jobs to the community. Reporting in Kotzebue, I'm Wesley Early.
Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org, and stay tuned for News Yukton coming up.